Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Charlie Yook is with us. Charlie, from the NFL Network, VP of Production. Charlie, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, fellas. This is like a tradition like no other. I'm excited to be presenting our plans for the broadcast back on NFL Network this year.
Yeah, very exciting. Good stuff. You guys do great coverage. So let's talk about it. Are there some new things in store that we will expect to see with NFL Network's coverage this year?
We've learned a lot in the last year, I think, overall, right? There's a lot of things we discovered, whether it was all these shots of GMs and coaches from their homes, with dogs, with kids. I think that will carry over. The new for us is, I would just say, it's this enthusiasm. And I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's we're fired up and ready to go. And we were just in Cleveland this past weekend and talking to everybody. I think the city's ready for this event. And your math was good, Adam. It is 2 weeks and 2 days, so you're right on. We're fired up just to be on location to be able to present this event again. And you went through some of the talent combinations, and I think Jonathan said he's going to be besties with Peter Schrager. But what you didn't kind of notice as well is going to be, you know, Joe Thomas will be there for us. Chris Rose, I believe, got mentioned there, Cleveland's finest. Coach Mariucci, Steve Smith Sr. So a lot of additional names besides the broadcast themselves are going to be there to add to the many sets that we have planned and all the stuff we're going to bring to you. But we'll still have our normal great, you know, XO football tapes, good conversations, great features that put a lump in your throat, focusing on the storylines that are at hand, because, we know that quarterbacks are going to drive this draft, and we hope to deliver those storylines as well as all the important ones, including the Browns 26.
Was there any consideration in letting me run against Rich Eisen in a 40-yard dash?
There, you know what? There could be. He's actually going to. Great that you brought that up. He's actually going to run this weekend as we prepare that package to air day three of the draft. Run Rich Run, which is a huge initiative for St. Jude's and for all of you that know about the St. Jude's organization. Do wonderful stuff for the kids and their families. Absolutely fantastic organization that we're going to be promoting throughout the week of draft, and we'll share that typical piece that Rich does at Combine I don't think he's been training. I don't want to say that out loud, but hopefully he stays healthy for this. But we're hoping for a sub-6. We never know.
Charlie Yook with us from the NFL Network. Charlie, I'm curious. Obviously, the NFL draft is huge. It's probably bigger than a lot of other sporting events. And it's not, and it's just picking players. But people love it. And, you know, it used to be a 2-day event. Now it's a 3-day event. Do you think the league might ever expand it even further? I mean, it's a long off season. You think we might see it where it becomes a 4-day event?
You guys know as well as I do, the passion for football, the passion from Browns fans, the passion for the league itself is large. There's a desire and an appetite for it. I can't speak to what we're going to see in the future, but I know that when we made the move to go primetime for the first two nights, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday being rounds 4-7, it's been a very successful endeavor. No discussions that I've had personally, but it's something, you know, everything's on the table when it comes to the league, you know, between
sure.
Where we're going to have our partners and our broadcast and how we're going to broadcast stuff. The passion is still there. And like I said, I want to reiterate this. We were in Cleveland this past weekend, and you guys are there all the time. People are juiced for this thing.
Yeah.
It was, mm-hmm. We can't wait. We really can't wait to be there. It's going to be awesome.
When I'm looking at like the main set, the outside set, the stadium set, and all the different broadcasters that set up there, outside set for Friday, that's where Chris Rose and Peter Schrager is. That's where I need to find my mark. I'm going to be – I got my access. I got my tickets. I'm all set. I'm ready to go. Where is the outside set going to be set up at?
So the we can go through the main ones. The theater set is going to be right in between the stadium and the Science Center by the water. That's going mm-hmm. to be, you're going to be able to see it. They've already started construction now, so I'm sure fans driving by they've seen it. The outside set is, if you look 300 yards kind of towards the downtown cityscape, that's where that set will be, on top of that grassy garage, parking garage area. And then the stadium set, kind of self-explanatory. That's where Ian Rappaport will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the draft. There'll be a lot of youth football, play 60 events going on in the stadium that night too, just as the league always does, puts on a full show, not just the draft itself. So those are our three main locations. And apparently we're looking at, you know, a decent amount of folks that are going to be allowed to come in, which will be controlled by the league and how they, all the health and safety protocols to follow. But like I said, Cleveland is a sports town. They're going to show up, and you guys know that too.
Are you guys, like, I mean, I don't know if it's too early because it's hard to predict this far in advance, but are you already, like, obsessively looking at the weather forecast for those days?
Yes and no. I mean, it's the Midwest, right, and we're off the lake, so it could go anywhere, right? It could be 80, it could be 40. So I think we're covered in either scenario. We've got we have AC ready, we have heat ready, like, you guys tell me, what are we thinking weather-wise? It was beautiful when I was there last weekend, like 72 and sunny.
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. Now it's more seasonal. It's like mid-50s to early 60s, and I know it's supposed to be that. And I was looking at the two-week forecast. I mean, the couple of days before the draft, it's supposed to be like nice and, you know, around 60, which you'd take that. I mean, you'd certainly take that for late April, but, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to predict. Like you said, it could be 40 on Thursday and snow, and then 80 and sunny on Friday. I mean, that's certainly right. Possible here in Cleveland.
But we'll take whatever God wants to give us that day. We're just lucky to have this opportunity again. Right. Like I said, we have we haven't done one of these since Nashville in 2019.
Right.
We worked in conjunction with our friends and partners at ESPN and ABC, and it was a big deal that we did that for 2020. But having been able to do this for 15 years and having our own broadcast again this year, especially in a town like Cleveland, especially with the, you know, that fan base, that team, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't have to tell you guys, it's a pretty good team right now. So that you know, picking in the 20s is only going to keep fans there and you know, keep them waiting to see what happens with the Browns there.
So with Charlie Yook of the NFL Network, VP of Production. Charlie, I'm curious. When it comes to, you know, on day one of the draft, there's so much analysis of every player. There's a lot of time between picks. The analysis on those players are, you know, through the roof. And then as you go to round two, and then, I mean, excuse me, day two, and then eventually day three, it becomes less about the analysis of the player and more about the story. How do you look for or try to find that balance between, you know, just straight analyzing a player versus the story once you get to the later rounds?
A good question, and I think that's why we have the mix of talent that you see for night two and day three. On night one, you've got, you know, Rich Eisen, Daniel Jeremiah, Coach David Shaw of Stanford, Charles Davis, and then we have, you know, quarterback specifics at night one with Kurt Warner and Joel Klatt, and Ian Rappaport is our insider, Melissa Stark on stage. Day two, you know, we get a little more specific with it's Rich on the main set with Daniel again, Charles Davis, and we moved Joel Klatt up there. The perspective, I think, is we've got a guy, you know, our main draft analyst, the guy who's one of the lead broadcasters for NFL games in Charles Davis, the Fox lead college football analyst in Joel Klatt. So we're able to take all bites of the apple of not just what the NFL personnel folks are maybe thinking, but what this kid was in college and what it kind of translates and how it'll kind of fit the team. Because, honestly, we're all thinking the same thing, right? When everyone makes a pick, we hope that this player is going to make an impact in a positive way on the football field and off the football field as well. But we feel we have that right balance, especially with supported that night as well with Chris Rose and Peter Schrager on that outside set where Jonathan's going to get those selfies and autographs and everything else. And with Ian being so, you know, plugged in, including with the league. Night two is where we feel We're very strong. We don't really lose anything at all from night one. And we're able to, you know, give that analysis that our fans crave. That isn't just chalk, right? It's not like he's great, he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer. We're willing to say that this is an interesting pick. It makes sense. We're not there to criticize. It's a big night of celebration. There's hope involved always. But we're there to level set, too, just to be like, where does this player have strengths and weaknesses? And I think that's what our fans want, especially on NFL Network, like smart but true measured analysis of all these players.
You know, I've been wondering is because one thing I've always found, I think a lot of people listening always find too, when you have the draft rooms and then you have a player that's just tumbling and falling down, right? But because with COVID issues, you know, we're not going to be able to have that, but you guys still will have cameras inside players' houses. Now, how does this work? Are they your cameras? Do they set up their own cameras that they could just turn off if it's not going well for them? Like, what's the setup here?
So that's the one of the things we learned last year, which is the league is providing all the cameras to the players' homes. So we're still looking at, as you guys have seen, the 10 announced players that will be in Cleveland. We're expecting a little higher number than that. And there should be about anywhere between 40 and 50 remote cameras of players. Obviously, there's only 32 picks in the first round, so we're not going to see all of them selected. It's really up to them if they want to turn it off in a moment, if they're feeling uncomfortable, and we respect that decision. But any storyline, if a player has decided not to come to Cleveland and is falling, you know, we'll monitor that storyline, talk about that storyline, but we're never going to expose that storyline or try to use it in a salacious kind of way. There's always a reason why a player drops, right, whether it's out of the first round or even out of the first night. But it's really, you know, the player cameras have been set up. I can't even explain it. The tech teams have done a tremendous job, but they're there, and like I said, the players' families, they kind of control it. If they want to turn it off, it's up to them. We're actually, you know, asking them really not to do that because it's a moment. I think it's an achievement any way you look at it. Whether you get selected first pick or the last pick, getting selected in the National Football League is a big deal. Not many people get to do that. So, sharing that moment, I think, is something that the viewer likes to see and all the emotion of all the hard work they really put into it. So it's celebrating with the player.
Charlie, it's obviously, you know, we're starting to go back slowly to big events, and this is one of the first big events in Cleveland, you know, in the last year plus. And from your perspective, how big a challenge is it, you know, having to prepare for this in our COVID world still?
Yeah, I think all of us can sit here and take stock of what the last 12 months look like, and hopefully we've all learned a lot of things, not about just about us and each other, and this is a challenging event. There's no doubt. The positive spin to all this is that we got here, right, fellas? And,
yeah,
and we're going to be able to come full circle. If the draft last year was the second event, you know, the WNBA draft kind of showed us some stuff. The draft showed us, you know, what it was going to be like, you know, how to do an event in a COVID year. Well, this is going to be now full circle where we can do this event now where we've got at least 50% capacity, where we're going to have players on site. We're going to stick to the rules, right? And we're going to follow all the regulations from a state and local level. None of us are going to be able to say this is the easiest thing we've done, but I think the challenges that are ahead of us really aren't as bad as the challenges we face behind us. So, like I said, I'm hitting this tone a lot, but the opportunity to be in Cleveland for this event is not lost upon me and the rest of my colleagues and everyone else from ESPN, ABC, and the league itself. Like, this town is perfect for this event, and I hope that everyone else gets fired up for it as much as we are, because truly, we are. I'm not going to swear, but we are fired up fired up.
How much do you have like camera guys kind of bouncing around the city a little bit for like B-roll footage, you know, of the city?
So it's funny you bring that up. We had a shoot already. We got everything else. And then I mentioned, I'm like, hey, did we get the Christmas Story house? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, we didn't get the Christmas Story house. We're going to have to shoot that. Or if someone wants to
definitely
send me a footage of that, but we've pretty much gotten everything already, kind of weather agnostic. But like you guys have said, if it starts hailing or snowing or whatever, we got to figure that out. But I don't think, you know, we've hit every nook and cranny, from the suburbs to the flats to downtown to Progressive Field,
right,
to the stadium itself, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think we've got all the shots. We want to make sure we represent the city itself. That's the one thing we've always tried to do. Right, we went back in the day when we did the hub and spoke model to make sure the city itself was a character, and Cleveland's going to be a main character for this one, as it should be, as a passionate sports town.
Charlie, great stuff, man. We appreciate the insight and we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, fellas. Always appreciate it.
You got it, Charlie Yook, joining us from the NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.